105.3 Seaside FM. Today I'm out and about somewhere in the middle of nowhere near Paddington and joined by lovely guys, and maybe you can introduce yourself first. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Dan. I play the drums.
I'm Luke. I sing.
I'm Nick. I play bass.
I'm Tom. I play guitar.
And what are you called?
Lavellian.
But that ain't gonna change my ways. Very good. And what kind of music can people expect when they hear the name Lavellian?
I suppose we would say ballsy hard rock.
Really?
Really?
Ballsy hard rock. Let's not use that one.
All right, go again.
This is alternative hard rock.
Yeah. All right, alternative rock music that you do. Who comes up with the lyrics?
I write the lyrics. So we usually write as a group. We'll write the song as a group. And then I'll go away and me and Tom will think of some lyrics usually.
Okay. Yeah.
Spell checking everything.
Yeah. I'm a musician. I didn't go to school.
Right. And when did you begin to write lyrics?
It must have been about 5 years ago when the band first started. Yeah.
Okay. And where did you get the inspiration from for the first EP?
I think it's quite difficult writing lyrics. I can't say it's the easiest thing in the world. But usually it comes, it's one of them things where you write loads and loads of lyrics and nothing will quite work, and then suddenly something will work. So,
is there already one you are most proud of?
All of the ones that we've released, I'm quite proud of the whole thing altogether. So it's quite nice because the music usually inspires the lyrics, because the feeling of the music could inspire the way that the song is going to turn out.
But it's one thing to have a song, to have lyrics. How did you guys meet?
On the internet.
You seem to know more.
Well, Nick and Luke were already in the band together many moons ago. And at one point I was asked to join as the second guitarist when they had two guitarists. That's how I joined the band. And then there was a problem with the drummer, and that's when Danny came in.
I basically saw an advert for the drumming space on MySpace, didn't I? Mm. And I got in touch and auditioned, and here I am. Nailed 3 years later.
Yeah.
But we almost didn't take him because he lived in Wyrth.
What's wrong with Wyrth?
Nothing now.
Yeah. Okay, I see. And this lineup exists for 3 years, so you are happy with each other, guys.
Yeah. It came to a point about 2 years ago where I think it happens in all major bands where it's less about, you get to a point where you can write really well together. I think that's kind of the essence of every big band, is you can't replicate their sound. So I don't think we'd ever change the lineup.
Well, like Tom said, we had originally, when I joined the band, there was two guitarists, but we had kind of a problem where he wasn't really interested anymore, was he? Well, he won't, was he?
No.
he'd lost interest and decided that he didn't want to do it anymore. And since then, we've just sort of thought, right, let's see how it goes as the four of us, and it works.
Mm. Yeah,
Getting another guitarist, but we stuck with it for a few weeks and see how it went. Did a couple of gigs and it just worked. Yeah. So we stuck with it and it has worked really well.
I think it works better because you get, you know, obviously meeting each other's criteria and who likes different things. You know, we all get influences from different genres.
Yeah.
So to have four people rather than the five people, then it works a lot better. And all of our influences come from all different places. What are you two doing?